Moose Jaw, Sask. In a switch from the norm at recent sporting events across Canada, not a single boo could be heard during the playing of the Star-Spangled Banner on Sunday morning at the BKT World Men's Curling Championship. The American team skipped by Corey Dropkin was greeted with warm applause during a brief pregame ceremony to honor the squad at the Temple Gardens Center. "It's always enjoyable to be able to play in front of the community here," Dropkin said. "We appreciate being applauded and hopefully there will be a whole lot more of that to come." Booing of the U.S. anthem has become common at NHL, NBA, MLB and MLS games as some spectators have shown their displeasure at President Donald Trump's tariffs against the country and talk about Canada becoming the 51st state. With 13 teams in the field at the curling playdowns, each country is honored once before a round-robin draw at the 9-day event. The American session was planned for Friday afternoon, but organizers recently switched the timing to the quieter Sunday morning draw instead. "Obviously, it's something we were thinking about in advance of the event after watching other sporting events these last few months," Curling Canada Chief Executive Officer Nolan Thiessen said in a statement to the Canadian press. "This is a world championship, but Curling Canada is operating the event off the ice. And like all of our events, we want to look after the little things so that teams have an exceptional experience." The chances of booing would have been greater on Friday given that the 4,200-seat venue would likely be near capacity with the host Canadian team playing in the session. Curling audiences are traditionally rather staid and the sparse attendance on Sunday morning made for a quiet atmosphere. 8 international teams were playing on the 4 sheets with the Canadian side skipped by Brad Jacobs' idol until the afternoon. A spectator head count, totaling 843 in the first end, was possible given the low numbers. And unlike a Friday afternoon session when fans can be more boisterous with beer taps flowing around the venue, many in the Sunday morning crowd were sipping on coffee or tea. Dropkin, Vice Thomas Howell, second Andrew Stopera and lead Mark Fenner were accompanied at ice level by 4 future star youngsters for the ceremony. "We had some proactive conversations with USA Curling about potential scenarios and what we both thought was the best plan to ensure the U.S. team was not put in an uncomfortable situation and have a negative experience," Thiessen said. "That said, we had every confidence that curling fans in Moose Jaw would be respectful and that has been the case so far and we're confident that will continue the rest of the week." Dropkin's side went on to drop an 8-2 decision to China's Zhao Ming Shu. The teams shook hands after China, 2-0, scored 4 points in the 8th end, leaving the Americans at 1-1. "I'm obviously not happy with my performance personally," said Dropkin, who threw at just 73%. "I just wasn't sharp. I didn't really have my draw weight. We missed a couple shots by very little margin, but that's what happens out there sometimes." Round-robin play continues through Friday night ahead of the weekend playoffs. This report by the Canadian press was first published March 30, 2025. Gregory Strong, The Canadian Press. JPG, caption. American second Andrew Stopera and Vice Tom Howell sweep in front of skip Corey Dropkin before a small crowd at the BKT World Men's Curling Championship in Moose Jaw, Sask, on Sunday, March 30, 2025. The Canadian Press, Chris Young 2.